You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio this afternoon by Kate Lochte in Callaway County Public Library's Sandy Lynn. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandy. What have you got up your sleeve today?
Oh, lots of things going on. First of all, we want to say welcome back to the Murray State students, faculty, and staff, and we encourage them to come look at their other library because you have an awesome library here on campus. Waterfield is amazing, and we want to encourage everybody to come over and see what the public library has to offer as well. And we are doing a welcome back prize drawing. Have you been?
I haven't been yet, and that's all it requires is to be at the library.
That's all it requires is for you to come either get a new library card, update an existing library card, or use your library card, and you can put your name in a drawing that'll take place on September 13th. And the prize, Tracy, it's pretty awesome.
What is it?
It is a Samsung Galaxy Tablet 4 Nook.
Ooh.
Yeah. For those who might not know what that is Barnes & Noble's e-reader.
We're laughing because I admitted. What's a Nook, Sandy?
So, because
what
I thought, well,
nerd
if,
you're
no,
working with.
No, because lots of people didn't know.
There I'm was, the nerd.
No, we gave some of these away for prizes during the summer, and there was a gentleman who came in with his son, and he said, I have no idea what this is. Can you show us? And we were excited to do that because there's so many different things that you can do with that, and you can borrow electronic resources from the library with them. So,
let me ask you something. So if you have a library card, you have to sort of have it updated every year?
Every year. Mm-hmm. We do that just to make sure the addresses are the same, the phone numbers and emails, and we do it every year.
Yeah. You have that going on for everybody affiliated with MSU,
mm-hmm.
and then there are lots of new initiatives happening at the Callaway County Public Library. One of them is an old one that's continuing to be so popular, this Lego stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
How old are Legos now?
My grandson probably could tell you because it kind of, it went through a little time there where they weren't doing so well, and then they got this guy that just came in and just took it to new. I just can't believe how popular Legos are. But what this is, we just do it for children ages 5 to 12, and we have registration and we have tables for certain age groups. And we put them there, and we just let them build. We have books, and we have Legos, and we just turn them loose, and they work as a group. And the first time we did it was in February, and they had the best time.
What'd they make?
They just worked together. That was what was so amazing about it, is at each of these, in each of these groups, there's six kids. Like, for example, there's 5 and 6-year-olds at a table. And they just kind of, you know how kids do, they'll just make friends with each other and they'll start building and then one will, I don't know, they just made the coolest things. And who knows what they are? It's pretty amazing. I think if you try to name it, then you kind of put, you know,
spoil it.
So you just say, oh, that's cool. And it really was. And they just enjoyed it so much. And then we took everything apart, put it in the boxes, and then we'll get it out again on September.
Sounds
the,
like fun.
Let's see, September the 12th.
And you've got a new story time up and rolling?
Well, yes. We have had folks, you know, we're very aware that for many children, the story times are their only interaction, group interaction, before they go to regular school. So we do limit it, and we put a lot of thought into how we do each of those sessions and things. So people have asked us, well, would you do a story time where you didn't have to register, you can just drop in? So we've come up with this idea, and we're going to try it in the fall, story time Saturdays, and it's going to be once a month, and we'll start in September the 5th, I think, and those will be fall stories, and so everything will revolve around fall storybooks and finger plays and music and things like that. And the parents come with the children. It's for ages 2 to 5. And you just drop by.
How long a session is it?
It's about 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
just depends. We have it set at 30, but if we're having a good time and we want another story or something, we'll do that. But it's right at 30 minutes.
While all of this is going on, there's a Friends of the Library group that's, you know, a couple of years old now, and they're getting on their feet.
They are, and actually we had an executive board meeting yesterday, and they're coming up with so many wonderful things that they're getting ready to unveil. And one of them, of course, is the annual meeting, and that's coming up September 13th. And there'll be a guest speaker, and different ones will be talking about the library and things. And some of the things that they have done, they helped sponsor the To Kill a Mockingbird community read that we did in the summer, and they purchased books, copies of Ghost at a Watchman to give as prizes. And they are actually going to help sponsor four community read events that'll be coming up for the library this year. And it's going to be really neat. We have authors coming, and
you're not going to spill the beans, though, are you?
No, probably not right now.
I could tell that you were doing this enticement.
Yes, it's going to be. It's really awesome, though. And the first one will be coming up at the first part of November. So we'll start promoting it very soon.
Do I see that the library is also going to be putting out a newsletter?
Yes, we are. We're getting ready to launch that later this week, and it'll be something. It'll be an electronic newsletter, and we're just kind of sketching in and trying to decide just exactly how we want it. I'm sure it's going to change two or three times. It's already changed just in the development. I think, oh, let's do this. And
who'll be able to get the newsletter?
You can go online and you can sign up via the email, the website, and then we'll put out a few print copies, but I think it will be best enjoyed electronically.
Well, the Callaway County Public Library marches ahead, and we'll be looking for the authors that you're going to be bringing in.
Yes.
The newsletter, the annual meeting, the Legos, the story time, and winning a Nook.
Yes, the possibility if you're an MSU student, faculty member, or staff member, come on by.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.